And, okay, so, don't hang up.
Okay.
Because, as you know, last week, the countdown to Christmas on the Hallmark Channel has started. Yay! And so, I have your very first Hallmark movie of the season to watch, Jason Bowers and Kurt Fitzpatrick.
I don't write it down in the place where I'm not going to lose it because I always lose these things.
So basically, it's the Hallmark season's Hallmark to Christmas, a countdown to Christmas, which basically, think of it this way. If we were tax accountants, this would be our tax season. This is our busy season. And, you know, there's going to be a new movie every weekend until Christmas. And we're going to watch them in real time. So our first Hallmark movie, you guys ready? Are you ready?
Yes.
I'm very excited about this. Because I can't wait to hear Kurt's reaction. Okay, wait, let me get my notes.
I'm ready to write this down.
It's very important.
Pen and paper.
It's very important. So, our very first movie is, drumroll please, our very first movie is called It's Christmas Eve, starring Leanne Rimes.
How anticlimactic.
And
I'm actually excited about this. Now, is there an exclamation point after It's Christmas Eve?
No, but I put one.
No.
So,
okay.
The movie is about a school superintendent with a knack for turning around schools meets a single father who works as the head of the school's bankrupt music department. As she discovers the passion for music, she works to save the dreams of the kids who love music. And will they find the meaning of Christmas? Yes.
Did you say she has a knack for turning around schools?
A knack for turning around schools.
Oh, a knack. That's different. Okay. I'd like it if she had a knack for doing it.
A knack. Okay. While you guys watch this movie, you can play the Hallmark Christmas drinking game. Have you guys heard of this?
Oh, I create my own drinking games when I watch Hallmark movies anyway.
Well, listen to this.
Drive me to drink.
Listen to this Hallmark movie drinking game. All right.
Okay.
So you take a drink when the reference to a dead relative happens. The main character's name is related to Christmas, you know, like Holly, Nick, Eve. Anytime someone disses fake Christmas trees, a newcomer partakes in an old family, town, or tradition. Hot chocolate, apple cider, or eggnog is there. A near-miss kiss. Obvious product advertisement. So for a near-miss kiss, you take two drinks. For obvious product advertisement, you take two drinks. For a snowball fight or ice skating, you take two drinks. For an ugly sweater or tie, you take two drinks. Oh, and then you also take a drink if a big city person is transplanted in a small town, Christmas caroling or a Christmas tree farm or baking cookies is in the movie, mistletoe, a magic deal with Santa, anytime you hear jingle bells.
You have alcohol poisoning.
Or if they're snowed in, you drink twice. Okay, so that's when you take a drink.
Michael Madsen has already started playing the game. He preemptively started playing.
So,
I'll lay off Michael Madsen. Okay.
You finish your drink when the cynic is filled with the Christmas spirit, or it starts snowing on Christmas. And you take a shot when the movie stars either Candace Cameron Bure, Lacey Chabert, or Danica McKellar. And that is the Hallmark Channel drinking game.
Danica.
Yeah, Winnie from, she was Winnie on.
Danica McKellar?
Yeah, she was Winnie on Wonder The Years. Wonder Years.
Wonder Years, yeah. Yeah, she does a lot of these movies too.
Yes.
Yeah, we have a team with her.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Oh, I got to add a name to the list. Or Lori Loughlin.
Right.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Lori, did you create this list?
No. It's here. It's okay. On the internet. Like, a bunch of people, it's on the internet, and a lot of my friends, when they see something Hallmark-related, now post it on my Facebook page. So I've had this posted on my Facebook page, like, 50 times in the past 3 days.
Oh. Actually, yes, I did see it, yeah.
So, that's your Hallmark movie. And it comes on this Saturday night at 8 o'clock. And then for us, Jason, on the Hallmark Channel, a lot of times we'll get the East Coast feed. So if you're on the West Coast, it comes on at 5 p.m. or 8 o'clock at night.
Okay.
So it's Christmas Eve. Play the Hallmark Channel drinking game. Don't get alcohol poisoning. If you do, it's not my fault. And so next week, we will talk about our first Hallmark movie of the season. Are you guys excited?
I can hardly contain it.
Yes.
It's gonna be good. Oh my god! And actually,
what was I gonna say? I gotta be real up and, you know, high spirited for this.
I haven't seen Leanne Rimes act on screen since Coyote Ugly, so I'm excited.
And I mean, this holiday season, actually, I have some surprises. I have some surprises in store for this podcast. We actually have the potential, and I can't say yet. I'll tell you guys when we turn this off. I have the potential of getting one of the stars of a Hallmark movie to actually come on this podcast.
That's amazing.
I am working on that. Great. I'm working on this as we speak. And then actually, we have a couple of other special guests that are in the works. It's Christmas season. It's the countdown to Christmas. It is the throwdown time. And you know what? We're gonna do this shit.
Honest question, does Lifetime do their version of holiday movies too?
Hell yeah.
Okay, cool. I just want to make sure that we're gonna work in some.
Oh, hell yeah.
Holiday Neighbors or something.
And then the Lifetime ones are sexy. Oh, yeah. Yes, so no. We've got Lifetime Christmas movies. We've got Hallmark Christmas movies. It's Christmas, bitches.
I don't know. Oh, all right. I'm in.
And then even, okay, they showed like previews of the movies. There's like a movie with an all black cast. So I am like waited on all bated breath to see this one on the Hallmark Channel.
Wait, is this Hallmark?
No, Hallmark. It's like a family of black people. Like, there's not just one.
Wow.
I know. So, anyway, like I said earlier, if you want to get a hold of us, Facebook, A Lifetime of Hallmark, Instagram, A Lifetime of Hallmark. Okay, gentlemen. You have your instructions, and I want a full report next week.
Done.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Bye.